Hi everyone, a very warm welcome to the latest Hamilton Park Racecourse podcast. This time we're looking ahead to our Jordan Electric's family race night on Saturday evening, the 15th of July. We've got six races for you starting at 6 o'clock and we go all the way through to 8:30, and the action doesn't finish there. The entertainment goes on because we've got Callum Beattie performing live after racing. Looking forward to a really good night. Get there nice and early and soak up the atmosphere. Busy time coming up, incidentally. We're racing again at Hamilton Park on the afternoon of Thursday, the 20th of July. And then we've got our big Scottish Stewards Cup and Glasgow Stakes listed evening on Friday, the 21st of July. Always check out the Hamilton Park Racecourse website because booking in advance is where you get the best deals. Looking to one or two of the races then that are coming up for our coming up meeting. We're looking at the 7:30, the Stay at Hampton by Hilton, Hamilton Park Handicap over 1 mile and five furlongs. And we've got the elder statesman of the party here, Sir Chauvelon. He's not going to be favourite, he's going to be a really big price. And he loves Hamilton Park. He's actually looking for his fourth course success. He's a horse that's running for the 80th time. He's won six races on turf. He's won four on the all weather. He's actually won four times over hurdles as well. He's been placed on an Ebor handicap. He finished third in the Ebor a few years ago at York. He's a two-time winner of a Braveheart handicap at Hamilton Park. And he's also landed the Buttonhook handicap as well. That was back in 2016. He comes off the back of a couple of runs so far this season. He sustained quite a bad injury after finishing third at Newcastle late last year, but there is life in the old dog yet, and Jim Goldie's horses are in fantastic form. Wouldn't it be great to see Sir Chauvelon win again? He's probably got one of his main rivals in his stable companion, Two Old Pals. He's on a hat-trick after a couple of recent wins, one of them here at Hamilton Park. The likely favourite, incidentally, is Ibrahimovic, trained in Newmarket by Michael Bell and ridden by young Dylan Hogan. Other races to look at on the card. Well, Astapor is a horse that springs to a lot of people's minds as a horse that won at a shock price at Hamilton Park last summer. He actually sprung a 200-1 upset here at Hamilton Park. He has since, though, been a bit of a reformed character because this season he already won three races, including recently at Carlisle just a week ago. A week ago, last Saturday night, he was successful at Carlisle. He's trained in Lancashire in the north of England by John Ritchies, and he's not without a chance as well in a very open race for the Jordan Electrics Handicap at 6:30. Our first race then of the evening is the John and Margaret McCluskey Memorial Celebrations EBF Restricted Novice Stakes for two-year-olds. Archie Watson's been a regular at Hamilton Park for most of the season. He's got Andrew Mullen booked to ride Heed the Call. Midge Mullen from Trenent in East Lothian. Six rides tonight, starting with Heed the Call in the opener. An Indication Spirit for Carl Burke. What a season he's had with his two-year-olds. Carl's a trainer based at Midlam in North Yorkshire. Indication Spirit bids to follow up a success at Musselburgh just 10 days ago. Also plenty of local interest from various trainers from north of the border. Jim Goldie, 12 declared runners. Ian Jardine's got a couple. Linda Perrett, who trains not far away from Hamilton Park at East Kilbride, she's got one winner on the right. We've got Mike Smith, rather, with three as well. Katie Scott, we see Katie a fair bit, and she's enjoyed a bit of success at the track already this season. She's got a couple of runners, and Harriet Graham and Gary Rutherford, based down there in the Scottish borders near Jedburgh, they've got a runner, as too has the dual Grand National winning trainer Lucinda Russell. So all looking like a really good evening, and as I say, the first of six at 6 o'clock. And don't forget to check out the Hamilton Park Racecourse for all the very latest news and the best deals to book those tickets.